What was your reaction when you heard the decision that you would be starting on Sunday?
I mean, you know, you're excited. You know, I'm always excited to have an opportunity to play. But, I mean, there's no major reaction. You know, didn't throw a party or anything. Just went to work, man. Got into the classroom, started watching Oakland, and just preparing.
What kind of conversation did you have with Eli after the decision was made?
Well, you know, I told him I support him. I told him I have a ton of respect for him. You know, when I came here, you know, I've said that all along, man. This guy has done a tremendous job in this league, done a bunch of things for this organization. None of that can ever be taken away or forgotten. And, you know, this is a business, man. It's tough. And, you know, my number's up. So it's my time to go out there and, you know, do what I'm supposed to do and make sure that, you know, I get the job done.
What makes you think you're ready?
I know I'm ready.
Do you have any inkling this move is coming, or are you kind of
too U.S. pressed? Man, I've been in a situation before, honestly. Just last year, you know, I went through the same thing. So you kind of have to expect everything. You can never be too sure. As we all know, this is a business. It's a tough business. Anything can happen, and, you know, no one is, you know, no one's job is 100% secure. Injuries happen, you know, things happen, and you got to just continue to roll with the punches. And, you know, for me, it's a great opportunity to go out there. You know, I had a year to get healthy. You know, I've had time to learn the system and, you know, learn the guys, so it's a great opportunity. I look forward to it.
Do you think there's any additional pressure on you being the first person other than Eli Manning to start a game for the New York Giants since 2004?
You know, I'm not sure, but I don't really, you know, view it that way. I don't really look at any outside pressure. You know, it can't be applied to me. I want to go out there and I want to win for these guys. I want to play hard for my teammates and I want to play hard for the organization. I think it's important for us to kind of get some things going. And, you know, I think it's going to be a great opportunity, so I look forward to it.
What do you most respect about Eli?
Man, his leadership. I've seen the work that he's put in. I've seen the amount of time that he spends in the classroom and making sure that the guys are prepared, not only himself. So I learned a lot in that regard, man. I've learned a lot from the guy in just the short time I've been here. And it's a tough deal because I have a lot of respect for him and I do understand what he means to this organization. But like I said, it's a business and every man's got to do what it takes to feed his family. So that's my goal.
Do you appreciate how tough it is for him to say, go ahead and let Geno play? Because it looked like when he's talking to us, he's hurting.
I know he's hurting. I mean, like I said, I've been through it and I wasn't, you know, a 10-year starter and it hurt me the same way. So I know what it's like and I know it's tough. And, you know, I just always continue to reiterate to him, man, that I'm in his corner. And I've said that from day one. And he said the same thing to me, man. That means a lot.
How did you find out?
Coach told me.
When was that?
Today.
How shocked were you or surprised were you?
I wasn't shocked or surprised. You know, I understand that things happen in this business. You just got to be ready for whatever happens. And, you know, I've been working hard. I've been working hard behind the scenes, you know, doing all the little things. So I just, you know, expect them to pay off.
What did he tell you about what this means for you? Because obviously he said Davis is going to play as well. So did he tell you how much to expect to play over these next 5 games?
You know, he told me to go out there and play, you know, play my game. You know, I'm not looking, you know, too far ahead or behind. You know, I look forward to this week. I think it's going to be a great matchup with Oakland. They're a pretty good team. You know, I know they're down a couple guys, but they're still playing tough defense. So we just got to go out there and execute.
You've been around this league a long time. What do you think about Eli's future? Does he still have a future in this league?
You know, I'm not here to talk about anyone else's future. That's not my place. You know, like I said, Eli's done a lot of great things for this organization. I think he, you know, deserves the utmost respect because of that. And that's the standard, man. We, you know, just my short time here, just being here, I see the way that they treat guys here. And it's you know, one of the better places that I've been, that I've seen or heard of. So, you know, with Eli, man, like I said, we love him. He's our guy. But we just got to continue to go out there and fight.
What did the other guys talk to you? What did the other players talk to you about? Did they say anything to you?
I mean, guys are kind of fired up. You know, guys are, you know, giving me hugs, handshakes. And, you know, I think guys have, you know, witnessed my story from afar, just seeing how things have kind of played out. So I think they're looking forward to that part of it. You know, they've seen me practice. They've seen me get better throughout the year. And I think they're, you know, really eager to, you know, get to work during the week and, you know, try and go out there and get a victory.
What does this opportunity mean for your future? What do you think?
Well, you know, we'll see. You know, you can only prove it on the field. You know, there's no talk that can be said. There's nothing I can say in the media that'll, you know, change things. The only way that I can improve my current situation or any situation towards the future is to play well.